From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show here on National Radio Day. Thank you for joining us, all you radio listeners out there. Also join us this Saturday at the Party in Hope. It's to celebrate all the partners in Hope who have helped us raise over $10 million over the years for cancer research and the fight against childhood cancer with St. Jude. The hospital based in Memphis, Tennessee that does wonderful things for families and children who are, I mean, any kid cancer, that's just ridiculous. So you've joined us in our fight with that. Helped us raise over $10 million. So the Party in Hope is for all the partners in Hope. So the shirt you got when you became a partner in Hope, this shirt saves lives and things. Wear that out and you can get in with a guest. They might not be a partner in Hope, but there's going to be St. Jude volunteers on scene. So if you want to become a partner in Hope there that day, you're like, I missed it. I didn't do it. I was just, I want to go to the party.
Never too late.
Well, help fight childhood cancer, get into the party, have a good time, be there for the bands, the prizes, the pig parade. It's going to be awesome.
It sounds unreal. It sounds like that's not happening.
It's going to be a dream. And
yeah.
Aviator Nation Dreamland is where it's held.
Perfect.
At the Dreamland itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that place is awesome as well. If you haven't been out to Malibu, support Malibu. I mean, all the fires happened, and so the businesses and stuff down there have been struggling, you know, for the longest time. The PCH being closed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd have it there, you know, just to help out multiple things, whether it be our own community, help fight childhood cancer, and to support you who've supported us through the years. Thank you so much. So be sure and come out on Saturday.
It's a celebration.
Doors open up 11 a.m. Open to all ages. They were saying 21 plus. I'm like, yeah, it's not going to happen, folks.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's for kids with cancer. You got to have like kids in. And plus, I invited a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
My Emma, my pig dealer.
And the pig's not even a year old yet.
She's my pig dealer. Got to have her there. And so, yeah, so it's open to all ages now. This Saturday, down in Malibu, Aviator Nation's Dreamland. I want to see you all out there. So join us. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
Emo's band's playing, the Poppies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're headlining the show. I'm so anxious to see your
I
band.
I can't believe we're headlining. I didn't even know that.
All-girl band. And they're all over Southern California. They haven't done like a national tour yet, but they will. But at some point.
I can't wait to see you do your thing, Emo. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Emo on the bass, you know, and the bass player. She's like, you know, Emo. I mean, she's probably the one. Are you the one people focus on because you're so like animated with your bass playing?
I don't know. We're kind of all, you know, do our own thing.
Yeah.
So it's fun all around.
I'm excited.
Not just me.
Yeah.
And pressure's on though, man. You're talking me up, so I gotta fulfill this.
Yeah. Emo, don't screw it up and ruin our party.
Don't F it up. You're the headliner.
Everyone's gonna leave early.
Don't think about it as headlining. Think about it, you're just going last. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going last.
That's for last.
You know.
Yeah. No, not really.
People will be leaving when you're playing anyway. Don't even worry about it. It's no big deal. It's not. I probably won't even stay for your set.
I mean, you're
don't even
worry about it.
I'll be gone. Everyone can leave.
You're following Get In Loser. I mean, how bad could you be after Get In Loser?
Wait, we have Temple Monarch opening? That is a mistake.
Temple Monarch is opening. Oh, and they are a strong band. I don't know if I'd even want to follow Temple Monarch.
Yeah, what?
Oh my God.
We had a show last weekend. It was this little private party for this arts foundation, and we had to follow this 7-year-old little girl. Man, she did Aretha Franklin, and she was this little white blonde girl.
Wow.
Man, that girl had soul. Not only did she have the perfect pitch for the whole song, she was singing it like Aretha with all the soul.
We got to get her in here.
That's reincarnation right there.
Did you get her card or something?
She's a 7-year-old.
She takes lessons at our keyboardist where she teaches, where our keyboardist teaches.
No, we got to get her in here to do a live performance.
We'll get that.
7-year-old Aretha Franklin, but she's white and blonde.
Have her come to the party. We'll put her on right before Emo and the Pops.
It's not 21 yes. plus anymore, so we can get her on stage. And she'll be right before okay. you guys again.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
And she could ride the pig in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't. I hate parties, but I'm coming to this one.
Oh, I know. This is going to be a blowout.
Oh, my God.
And beatbox. Oh, the cartons of alcohol.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's a party punch.
Party punch.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be unreal.
I mean, a party. You can't help but break out a party when Beatbox shows up. Mm-mm. Beatbox is a sponsor of the world's tastiest party punch. I mean, when people are drinking the Beatbox, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be so
it's so much fun. And then when the kitchen guard guys get going and they start cleaning out the exhaust in the kitchen.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. We're starting to clean the vents.
They're cleaning out the vents in the kitchen. Yeah, kitchen guard jumped on board. And Elf Foundation, which is empowering bright futures, they help out with the kids' mental health and with social media and everything else going on in AI. They're like,
kids
need a lot of help with their mental health without maybe putting them on drugs. And so Elf Foundation is there as well. So this is all about helping our communities, helping the kids, just getting together and it's like kind of like a family reunion, all of us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because, when you become a partner in help, you become family for us. Because St. Jude means so much to us. And so when you became a partner in Hope, you're extended family. So come out to the big party, the big family reunion happened on Saturday. And
who's bringing the potato salad? I don't know that we just talked about who's bringing what.
No, it's not a potluck, but we should have made it a potluck. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Well, we'll figure out
your face. Like, you don't know if you wouldn't eat Rodney's potato salad.
You know, Frank, if I'm being honest, and that's what I am on this show mostly, no. No, I won't.
No.
Just like I didn't eat the blind guy's linguine and clams that he put in mason jars and brought out to an event.
I said,
thank you, and I threw it in the trash can. I didn't even say the mason jar.
I don't know if I ate that either. I smoked his weed, though, and it made me go blind. I was like, oh, my God. That's when I had to talk to the OnStar lady to get me home. I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. And she's like, I'll help you. I'll help you, hon.
She's in South Carolina. She goes, all right, now you're going to make a right turn on. Is it Sepulveda?
Yeah. I got you, baby. I'll get you home.
I got you coming up on Chiquitawa.
Yeah.
It's Chautauqua. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Pulled into a Target and just rolled under my SUV so cops wouldn't see me.
Jesus. Call an Uber, kids.
Help me. I can't make it. Yeah, call an Uber, kids.
Get a ride.
If you want to, definitely get an Uber, ride share, whatever you need to, down to our party.
Because
Beatbox is going to be there. Now, if you are a business and you want to support, this and be a part of the family, just email show at HeidiandFrank.com and we'll hook you up the right people so you can be a last-minute addition to sponsor the entire event. Show at HeidiandFrank.com. All right. I think I left off with the...
You and Jordan still have to go for the
history quiz.
It's the longest game in history.
Contestant Wild Rice. Hey, Wild Rice.
Yo, this is Wild Rice.
Oh, hey.
Well, that's why I said Wild Rice.
Say hi to your sister, Jasmine. Oh, God.
Jasmine's there?
Nothing. I'm not sure. Or right, hi to your Uncle Ben.
All right.
That's
don't mind.
He said that all like out of rice jokes. Actually has a sister.
He's like,
Jasmine.
Oh, my sister Jasmine's there? All right. Hey, Wild. Here we go.
All right.
8 years ago on this particular day, August 20th, mm-hmm. in 2017, this comedy legend died. He was 91 years old. He's an icon in France. And he used to host a 24-hour telethon for muscular dystrophy. Who was it?
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, comedian? As I say, Ryan Seacrest is funny.
No, definitely not.
Hey, lady!
Well, I shot my shot and I didn't hit the tissue. Thanks, guys.
No, you didn't.
Do you know it, Jordan?
Have a nice day.
You don't know it either?
No. I really don't. I wish I did.
Damn it.
But I'm glad I'm not taking beans alone.
It's Oh, Jerry Lewis.
You're the Bean Brothers.
Jerry Lewis.
Mm. No,
not
you.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Not Great Balls of Fire.
And nothing else. We have a drop from Jerry Lewis in the drop box.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This and nothing else.
Comedian.
Whack. Whack. You're talking about Lindsay Lohan in that particular drop. Yeah, he used to do, I mean, we'd do our radiothons for St. Jude. He used to do a 24-hour telethon, television for muscular dystrophy. And it was like something that you would, oh, the Jerry Lewis telethon's happening this weekend.
Gather
around. And you would watch. You'd get up and you'd turn it on. You'd watch it all day because they had like acts come out and celebrities would come out. Yes. And they'd like, we're going to the phone line. They had the phone people over there taking phone calls.
And you could call and talk to a celebrity.
Yeah. And they would work the phones. And
to be fair, that was before Netflix.
And they had a ticker for how much money they raised.
Oh,
and by the end of the night, by the end of the 24 hours, he's been up all night and he's got his tuxedo tie untied. He's just like, hey,
shirt tails untucked.
23rd hour. Maybe 24
And then he just passed out.
I mean, he got muscular dystrophy by the end of the show.
You'll never walk alone. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, you'll never walk alone. I think he is saying that at the end, right?
Yes.
So cue it up.
Yes, you'll never walk alone.
He didn't know that because he didn't know who Jerry Lewis was.
No, I didn't grow up watching it.
The things you learn.
Well, I'll never walk alone.
All right, so I guess it's stalled long enough. Okay, got it.
Oh,
break them beans out.
All right.
You'll never eat a bean alone, Frank.
I'll never eat a bean
alone.
That's
right.
Be afraid.
This is Jerry Lewis.
We
got the same beans.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers. But,
I'll let you choose because we got the same beans. Either wet dog or banana.
Oh, really?
So you choose one and I'll eat the other one. So you can see.
The fate is in your hand. Here.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
Jordan, you want to eat yours first?
Come on. All right.
Let's see what you got. All right.
Let's see.
I'm the sweet
wet dog or banana?
That's wet dog.
All right.
Definitely wet dog.
Wonder what I got.
I wonder.
Walk on through the wind. Walk on.
Your taste buds are
wet dog.
It's wet dog, but I kind of like it.
You dirty dog. I'm eating the same bean. There's no way you like this.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
No way.
I'm starting to like stinky socks and wet dog.
I think it's because you do mushrooms and they taste like S.
Give me a little dogs and socks. I'm good to go. That's not bad.
No, you need to go talk to somebody. Something's not right.
Yeah,
whether it's physiological and you've lost your taste buds.
What the hell is happening to me?
Or you're mentally ill.
You're a grandpa now, so you just don't have taste buds anymore, I think.
Crack it.
Listening to that song after, watching you, of course, it's a really horrible song to play because basically he's saying you'll never walk alone, meaning, and I know what they really meant, we all got you.
Without your crutches.
Got you. Yeah, without somebody, without assistance from an aide or without your crutches, polio sticks, whatever. That's a real bad song.
Yeah.
Because now I'm basically telling these kids,
you'll never walk without assistance.
Yeah. Horrible.
You won't live without me here.
Yeah, you'll always have an aide.
I'll always have to help you walk.
Stand and walk.
Massive burden on your family.
You'll always be here.
And we had to pay for that rent because of you.
My God. Oh, man. I know he meant well. R.I.P. Jerry Lewis, I guess.
Yes, R.I.P. Jerry.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. I saw a story in the news I want to talk to Sweet James about.
Oh.
Can we get Sweet James on the phone?
Okay.
On it.
Yeah, every time I'm looking through all the stuff that's going on in the world to bring it up on the show, I come across some stories and I'm like, is this a case? Because I always think about Sweet James, like, hey, call him up for a free consultation. 1-800-9-MILLION if you got like an injury. Like, don't assume that you don't have a case because it's a free consultation. So call him up and go, hey, James.
This is what happened.
And you'll never walk alone.
Sweet James will be by your side.
You got crutches now because you got injured in an accident. Mm-hmm. And you need money for that. And medical care.
Sweet James.
Sweet James. Oh, there he is. Hey, James.
Hi, James.
I don't, please continue. The singing was lovely.
No, I can't believe you still answer our phone call. It's really a miracle.
At this point, you don't have us on, like, caller ID now? You're like, oh, crap, it's
block
them.
Call. Block.
It comes up as spam.
The only guy still answers spam. Because he was over there to answer your call. I was saying, like, if people have a question about their case, maybe an injury, that they can call you a free consultation, 1-800-9-MILLION, anytime. You're going to be there, and that's what's awesome about you, James. And it's National Radio Day, James. And I want to tell you, earlier in the show, we're celebrating people. They say like 71% of people listen to radio in their car. And I asked people who never change the channel, like from 95.5 KLOS. They don't even flip around. And the phone lines lit up. I took a couple phone calls, and I said, all right, since you never flip the channel, name one of our sponsors, because, you know, usually it's like sometimes people during commercial breaks, somebody flipping around.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And first one said it was like, Sweet James. You were the first one.
You were the first. Yep. They know you. They love you.
Top of mind, because you've been with us so long, and you're such a great sponsor of KLOS and our show. Want to thank you for that. You are awesome. And you're always out there to support the audience. But I did have a question for you about something I saw in the news.
Okay.
So, imagine you're accused of a crime that you didn't commit. You're sitting there, and the crime is murder, by the way.
God, that's so
scary. All right.
And you're claiming self-defense, okay?
Okay.
And there's a whole jury trial, and there's the judge. The jury didn't take too long to come up with a verdict, and they hand the judge or the bailiff the
little piece of paper.
Basically, the guilty, not guilty thing. The verdict, that's what it's called. You're a lawyer. And and then they give it to the judge. The judge reads the verdict, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the audio from the courtroom of the judge reading the verdict. All right, let me play it right here.
The verdict, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Didn't I say not? Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts. I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Did I not say not?
Yeah, he said guilty, and then it was, but it said he just didn't. He forgot the not part in front of it.
Oh, my God.
So that is awesome.
As a lawyer, you're dying. Like, this is
incredible.
The best. So as far as, like, the guy who was on trial for murder, that moment that he heard guilty, he thought he was going away for a life, maybe the chair. And so does he have a case of, like, you freaked me out?
Distress? Like, I could have had a heart attack in that moment?
I could, yeah. What the hell, man?
No. There's he really doesn't have a case, but what he does have is the best bar story of all time.
That's true. That's great. And what's better than that?
Murder.
Oh, did I not say not guilty? The jury's like, wait, what? No. We said not guilty. What are you... Oh, I did. I said
that
not.
That is incredible.
That is classic.
Also, speaking of Radio Appreciation Day, you guys have made me late to several meetings. Not any court thing.
Sorry.
I have pulled up listening to you guys, listening to the stories, and I waited in my car, and I'm like, I'm only 5 minutes late. Two more, not going to matter. Anyway, I love you guys. You guys are incredible. Thank you for doing what you do.
We love you, sweet James.
Thank you, James, for being a supporter of ours for so long. And we couldn't do it without you and everybody else out there.
Definitely not.
So thank you. And if you ever need Sweet James on your side and need his support as well, 1-800-9-MILLION and sweetjames.com. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, James.
Amen. Love you guys.
We love you. Kisses. Big hug coming your way soon.
Well, Sweet James, you'll never walk alone.
That's true. Sweet James carries you, much like Jesus did when you're walking. Yep, all of a sudden, he'll just pick you up. And that's when you only see one set of footprints.
Oh, my
He never
God.
Left you. He carried you.
The elation, or just the devastation, like, you're going to jail forever. Guilty of all sin. Oh, my
God. What? And the juror's like, I mean, wait, no.
It must have been pretty easy to decide because the jury didn't take that long. It says, like, you know, they went back for maybe an hour and they probably said, let's just get lunch. You know, we can't do it in 15 minutes. It's like, obviously, bad, yeah. It was self-defense. This guy didn't murder the guy. It was self-defense. And so.
Oh, my God.
Guilty. Wait, what?
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 You never want to judge with bad eyesight and, like, attention deficit disorder.
Seriously. Yeah. Oh. My bad.
Oh, it does say not. I see.
All right. Okay. Let's get a look at traffic. Come right back. We're out of here, Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.